York City, border to border, and coast to coast. You're connected with Tom Sullivan.
Yes, indeed. And hi, how are you? How are you on this Thursday, the 19th day of April, year of our Lord, 2018? My name is Tom Sullivan, and thank you for coming by. So, we've got a long list. We're not getting to everything every day here. We're just getting just a little snippet here and there. We've got the big investigation on Prince's death. No criminal charges there, but... And by the way, the North Korea, the Kim Jong-un meeting with Donald Trump is, they got a problem. They're trying to figure out where, and the problem is that Kim Jong-un doesn't have a plane. I mean, he's got one, but it's really, really old. No, I'm serious. They're trying to figure out how they're going to. Don't make it too far away. That's why he took a train over to see President Xi the other day. They've got, looks like an old caravel. I mean, the French-made plane from way, way, way back in the day. So they are, it may be an obstacle. I'd love to meet you, but can you meet me? And they don't want to meet, of course, in North Korea. Got to have some sort of neutral ground. Gosh, maybe we can do a GoFundMe page for Kim Jong-un. We'll get him an airplane. We'll just charter one. We'll just charter an airplane for him. But speaking of Prince and the fact that there are no criminal charges being filed because of the fact I guess they went looking for the drug dealer or whatever. But there are criminal charges that are not filed but have been requested. And there's two versions of this story today. One of them is the Inspector General for the Department of Justice has referred his findings on Andrew McCabe to the U.S. Attorney for consideration of criminal charges. So the DOJ Inspector General, Horowitz, said, yeah, I've looked at this too. And looks to me like he committed a crime, and I'm glad to see this. I'll let the process go forward. And he was pushing back against Comey big time yesterday, going, "Look at I told Jim Comey all this. I gave him all the information. He said go ahead and give that information out to the reporters, leak that information." So Comey is now being thrown under the bus by Andrew McCabe because McCabe is trying to save his skin. But the DOJ's Inspector General, Michael Horowitz, last week he sent a report to Congress absolutely ripping Andrew McCabe to pieces. This is more than just ripping somebody to pieces. This is a criminal referral to the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. that he lied to investigators or his own boss on four occasions, three of them under oath. So you and I would be treated this way. So we'll see how they take care of their own. This looks like there may be a crack in that protection system. And then the other criminal referral is the one by 11 Republicans in Congress, led by Ron DeSantis, a Republican from Florida, have written a referral letter to the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, and also to John Huber, who is the guy from Salt Lake that is supposed to be, he's not a special prosecutor, but he's kind of, Jeff Sessions says, well, I'm not going to do a special prosecutor, but I'll get this U.S. attorney who's not in the D.C. swamp, I'll get him. And he'll look into all things Hillary. And so, but Congress is getting antsy. And so 11 of them sent this letter, criminal referral to Sessions, to Huber, and also to the FBI Director Christopher Wray, asking them to investigate James Comey, Hillary Clinton, Loretta Lynch, and Hillary Clinton. So Sessions has already given John Huber the job of going after these people and investigating not only the email server investigation from the Clintons, but also about the FISA court and about the what did the FBI disclose to the judge in the warrant to go after, well, everything. Carter Page, you name it. So I don't know if this is going to go anywhere. It's very long. It's very detailed. The primary focus is not Hillary. The primary focus is Jim Comey. And the charges that the Republicans are asking the Attorney General and et al. To look at include obstruction, perjury, corruption, unauthorized removal of classified documents, contributions and donations by foreign nationals, and there's a whole bunch of others. So they break them down by individual. Under James Comey, the letter says Comey's decision to not seek charges against Clinton's misconduct suggests improper investigative conduct, potentially motivated by a political agenda. Okay. The letter calls Comey out for leaking his confidential memos to the media. They write in their referral, in light of the fact that four of the seven memos were classified, it would appear that former Director Comey leaked classified information when sharing these memos. The letter then says Comey circulated a draft statement of the FBI's decision to exonerate Hillary for mishandling classified information, a conclusion reached before the agency had interviewed key witnesses. At that point, 17 interviews with potential witnesses had not taken place, including with Hillary Clinton and her chief of staff. And then the letter also seeks clarification on material inconsistencies between the description of the FBI's relationship with Christopher Steele. They want more information about what was that whole relationship all about. That's on Comey. Then on Hillary Clinton. The referral says a lawyer representing the Clinton campaign and the Democratic National Committee paid Washington firm Fusion GPS to conduct research that led to the Steele dossier. They write in the referral, accordingly, for disguising payments to Fusion GPS on mandatory disclosure to the Federal Election Commission, we refer Hillary Clinton to the DOJ for potential violations of 52 U.S. Code and a whole bunch of numbers after that. Loretta Lynch, obstruction and corruption. They write, we raise concerns regarding her decision to threaten with reprisal the former FBI informant who tried to come forward in 2016 with insight into the Uranium One deal. Of note, this refers to longtime CIA and FBI undercover informant William Campbell, who came forward with evidence of bribery schemes involving Russian nuclear officials, an American trucking company, and efforts to route money to the Clinton Global Initiative. And finally, number four on this referral, Andrew McCabe, false statements, perjury, and obstruction. During the internal Hillary Clinton investigation, Mr. McCabe lacked candor, including under oath on multiple occasions. This is a fireable offense, and Mr. Sessions said that career apolitical employees at the FBI and Justice Department agreed Mr. McCabe should be fired. Well, he was. The DOJ Office of Inspector General recently released a February 2018 memo, a misconduct report, confirming the four instances of McCabe's lack of candor. Well, they got more than that this morning. This is where the DOJ Inspector General not only sent that letter to Congress blasting McCabe a month ago, but this morning, Michael Horowitz, the Inspector General, has sent the referral to the D.C. U.S. Attorney's Office. after the inspector general has concluded that McCabe has lied to his own investigators, to his own boss, James Comey, and on four occasions, the three of them under oath. So, and then Manafort is in court trying to say that all this business about money laundering and about moving money around years ago, what Manafort did for a living was he was a lobbyist. And his lobby business included representing foreign governments, foreign officials. And so he regularly did business with Russia and with Russian officials and Ukraine officials. And the accusations are is that Paul Manafort was involved in all some serious money laundering from those officials. Hey, Paul, can you help me out here? What the Manafort lawyers are doing in court today, they're saying that had nothing to do with collusion with Russia. So therefore, Your Honor, all of this brought forward by Bob Mueller, the special counsel, is not part of his purview, not part of his authority, not part of his jurisdiction. And so these alleged crimes have nothing to do with his central mission to determine whether anyone in the Trump campaign had links to the Russian government. So that's before a judge today in Washington, federal judge, seeing if they can try and get that whole thing thrown out. Then here in New York, the state attorney general, Eric Schneiderman, who's a big political hack. He's working on some things, too. I'll tell you about it when we come back. What do you make of all these referrals? Are they going to go anywhere? What do you think is going to happen to Comey and Lynch and Hillary and McCabe? Will anything really happen? What's your thoughts? 855-295-6600. 855-295-6600. Be right back.
Connect and engage with Tom Sullivan. On air, online, on demand.
All right, so we've got criminal referrals flying around. I'm not so sure the one from Congress. I don't put a lot of... I don't know. I don't even raise an eyebrow about it because... It's 11 members of the Republican Party that are referring a letter to Jeff Sessions. And I'm going, whip-de-doo. So Jeff Sessions gets it. What's he going to do? I don't know if he'll do anything. So it's it just seems like they're just trying to get some partisan base riled up about, look at that, they're finally going after those people. I think the inspector general's referral is a much more serious matter and will wind up with Andrew McCabe is going to have a day in court. I think they're going to indict him, as they should. So it's very interesting. Washington Post wrote about the fact that it was ironic that Jim Comey, who appointed McCabe as his number two, stressed in his book released this week about the importance of telling the truth to federal investigators. And he wrote about how he weighed whether to charge Martha Stewart with such an offense in the early 2000s. He asked his deputy, how many people in the U.S. have been indicted on charges of lying to federal investigators in the previous year? And the deputy went and researched it and came back and said, Mr. Director, 2,000. 2,000. At that point, Jim Comey told his staff, go ahead, indict Martha Stewart. That was that insider trading violation. And she went to jail. So I think he was surprised. I'm surprised. I didn't know there were 2,000 people every year that are indicted on charges of lying to federal investigators. It doesn't surprise me that many people do. I think a lot of people, when they're caught in a criminal activity, will lie like a whatever. So I don't know. Comey was surprised, but it gave him the answer to go ahead and indict. Well, if 2,000 people a year are indicted, make that 2,001. And that gets Andrew McCabe. I don't know if they're going to be able to have all the legal, you know, the whatever the requirements are met for, Hillary Clinton, for example. Comey is out there doing his book tour. Jonathan Turley, the Georgetown University constitutional law professor, says that Comey is selling himself with the vigor of Kardashians and the viciousness of a Trump. And he says, I think that many career people at the Justice Department must find this quite repulsive. The very notion of a former FBI director writing a tell-all book is a virtual contradiction in terms. FBI directors have valued their circumspection because they need to have the trust of the president, but Comey has destroyed it. He said it's not a book, it's not just the tenor, but the timing, the fact that he rushed his book out is inexcusable. And that he was the head of this investigation, and now he's one of the witnesses. So Jonathan Turley came right down and said that the question is, why is he doing it? The answer is rather obvious. He's doing it to make a lot of money. But he's going to do a lot of untold harm to the FBI, the institution he once headed. So I don't know if you think this is going anywhere. Think Comey's going to get indicted? Loretta Lynch? Hillary Clinton? Andrew McCabe? Do you think you will see that day? I know there's a lot of people that are Trumpsters that were going, lock her up, lock her up. Do you really think that you will see that? I feel pretty confident in predicting I see one of them. Andrew McCabe, I think he's going to see some jail time. He's doing what Martha Stewart did, lied under in an investigation. And then the New York Attorney General, Eric Schneiderman, he's asking the governor of New York and the legislature to close a loophole, because we've always thought that the president cannot pardon somebody who's been charged with a state crime. But there is a sneaky way to still get protected against the state. And Schneiderman's trying to stop that, and I'll tell you about how that works when we come back.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are, and talking about some of the tricks going on and the accusations against the Washington people going after the Washington people. And so, will something come of it? I really don't think that it will, but McCabe's in trouble. I'll give you that. Let me tell you about this, what New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman's doing. He's such a political hack. He hates Trump with a passion. He is so political. A Democrat's good, Republicans bad in any and all situations. So what he's done is he's gone to the governor, Cuomo, and he's gone to the legislative leaders, and what he wants to do is he wants them to pass a bill that would basically make double jeopardy okay. Because what they discovered is that the timing involving the issuing of a pardon is critical. So here's what Donald Trump could do. Because Donald Trump can only pardon people that have been are guilty of federal crimes. So there's a bunch of people that hate Donald Trump that are salivating, going, well, wait till the Attorney General of New York goes after him for all kinds of terrible crimes he's committed while he was in New York as a developer. Oh, it's going to be great. They're going to bring him down. They're going to ruin him. So the timing is that if the president waits until someone has pleaded guilty to a federal crime, yep, you got me, General Flynn, for example, or after a jury was sworn in for a criminal case going to trial. Paul Manafort's almost there. They haven't sworn in a jury yet, but his trial is going to be coming up fairly soon. So they wait until, down at the federal courthouse, a jury is sworn in and the trial is underway. Then the president pardons the person. Under either situation, and they're pardoned under the federal law, but that means that they've already been tried. They've been in a court of law on their crime, and the president has pardoned them, so the state can't come along and charge him with the same crime because it would be double jeopardy. So New York Attorney General is trying to get the New York legislature to get rid of that problem, as he calls it, which would allow you to be charged double jeopardy. I think there's a big constitutional problem. I see what he wants to do. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. Bob in Stuart, Florida. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for
great.
Taking my call.
You bet.
It's a joke, the whole thing. First of all, if they even indict him, the first words from his lawyer's mouth is going to be, he can't defend himself because all the documents he needs are classified. And you can't have classified documents in open court.
Nope.
So he won't be able to put up a defense against these charges. And they'll have to declare a mistrial or they won't be able to indict him.
You're talking about McCabe, then, specifically.
Yeah, and number two is Sessions is part of the swamp. He has been so quiet. Where in this, I mean, the biggest mistake Trump made is believing the swamp that Sessions was the right guy for him in that position.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
needed the governor of New Jersey.
Oh.
To
well,
be the attorney general.
Yeah.
Sessions that, is part that, of the swamp.
Remember, they were talking about Chris. They were talking about Chris Christie being the attorney general. That's kind of what he was angling for. He wanted it.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he put his son-in-law's father in jail.
Right. So
that's
that means
they hate him.
Right. Yeah. So yeah, Jared Kushner's father was indicted by Christie when he was a prosecutor in New Jersey, and then he sent dad to jail. So
right. So
who do you find?
Realize that Sessions was such. Look, there's plenty of good, honest lawyers. That's almost an oxymoron, but the fact of the matter, there are good lawyers in this
sure.
country that stand
sure.
for the right. Look at what New York State is trying to do. You just said it. Double jeopardy is one of the key protectors of our country.
Yes.
Because they can keep prosecuting you by moving it around in every court.
Right.
So there needs to be somebody with the attorney general has to be that one who stands up and say, you know what, this is it. But Sessions part of the swamp. He's been part of the swamp longer than most people have been alive.
Well,
so they're not going to get a conviction out of him because McKay can't defend himself. The best we can do is have McKay sit on, you know, in front of a grand jury and give up everybody else, but that information will only be held by very few people.
So of the four that Congress said, hey, we're sending this letter of referral, criminal referral, for Comey, Lynch, Hillary, and McCabe, you're saying none of them, not a one of them will be touched.
I'm saying from that letter, none of them. The only way they get one or two is that they get if he has the nerve to blow up the swamp, McCabe will sing like a bird.
But okay, speaking of...
Because the reality is he can't defend himself. All the documents he needs to defend himself to prove that Comey was told are going to be classified.
That's a very good point.
Be able to be
yeah.
in open court. They've done this before.
So
this is how Menendez, not Menendez, what was the senator from New Jersey got out?
Yeah, Menendez, yes.
Menendez.
Yeah.
Right, the way he got it was because the documents proving he was not involved in this were classified because they were doing an investigation on the guy down here in Florida And then when he went to say, I want these documents to prove that the investigators were not coming after me, they were classified.
Okay, so talking about singing like a bird, you see the story where one of President Trump's longtime legal advisors, Jay Goldberg, Trump called him and said, what do you think about the Michael Cohen case? And Jay Goldberg said that if they go after Michael Cohen with criminal charges, he is going to flip and sing like a bird. Speak using your
agree.
Term.
And that's exactly what they're doing. They finally found somebody who may flip. You know, you look long enough and hard enough, anybody who's made themselves a very successful businessman, you're going to find some closet problems.
Sure.
You know, so the reality of it is if you look long enough, you got unending amounts of money and investigators, you're going to find something on somebody who built their own business.
Yeah.
Whether
yeah.
real or made up.
Yep.
But I think the only thing that comes out of this is the American people are going to see clearly that the swamp is going to protect itself, and everybody on TV is going to go, well, you know, he can't defend himself. It's not fair to charge him with a crime. This
Good
is
point.
What's going to happen. All
yeah.
of them. Comey can't testify in open court. None of them, because they all have classified information.
So what's the impact of that? Because what will the American public make of this?
I think only in the voting booth, where eventually we'll get enough people to want to change the system that really doesn't benefit. Even Democrats, they're so damn stupid. One day they're going to turn on you. Look at what they've done to everybody. Eventually the Democrats eat their young. And they don't realize that until it's too late. And then, well, it's too late. What can we do? The problem is until we can rotate the swamp out, and then we may get a few honest people, we're stuck. It's over. I mean,
well,
because once double jeopardy goes away, they'll come back after everybody.
Sure. So which makes me lead to one area where I've thought about what will the next president be like whenever it takes place.
He'll be a Democratic dictator. Look, Obama was pretty close to that. You got to give me some leeway on that.
Yes, absolutely.
And now the next one, if it would have been Hillary, all this would have been swept under, and we would have lost our guns, our ability to speak out against people. All of that would have been gone already. The only thing Trump has done is maybe postpone the inevitable for 4 to 10 years because of his playing with the
system. I'm wondering if that's the model of future presidents, is somebody who keeps promising to drain the swamp, because it's gonna take more than one term, that's for sure. I got to hit the break. Bob, thank you. I do appreciate the call. Phone number here is 855-295-6600. What will the next president be like? We'll be right back.
The real world and you meet here. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
So, Charlie Hurt from the Washington Times talking about this whole process, which is, I sometimes come in here, I don't want to talk about this anymore. But he says this investigation into Hillary and into Comey and into all these other people, it is not going to be stopping anytime soon.
Oh, I think it's going to go on for quite a while. Because, I mean, the reason we're here in the first place is because DOJ and the FBI have been so diligent at sort of protecting their own tails and keeping information from winding up in Congress's hands. You know, their argument would be, well, you know, Congress leaks worse than anybody, and as soon as they reveal anything to Congress, it gets out into the public. But the problem is, you're talking about very serious issues here. You're talking about accusations, among the several of the players here, not only about leaking and things like that, but also about pressure to end an investigation into the Clinton Foundation, for example. That's a serious, serious charge.
Yep, it certainly is, Charlie. But do you think anything's going to be done? 855-295-6600. John in California. John, hi, you're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Hey, Tom, thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
I appreciate it.
You bet.
Tom, all this dysfunction is very concerning. The idea that double jeopardy would go away, that attorney-client privilege is under assail with Cohen. Hannity's name being allowed to be broadcast by a judge. But many of the things that we've relied on as a society to help guide us along and give us structure, it's everything is up for grabs, and it's not going to bode well for us in the future, I think.
We're getting a lot of what you're saying, but it's really noisy, and you're cutting in and out. Have you got a window open, or are you out at sea on a boat, or what?
I've been in my car on Highway 80.
Okay. All right, so you're just, it's road noise. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a bad connection, but I think I got your point. Getting rid of double jeopardy, raiding an attorney's office. Attorney-client privilege, I had no idea there were so many holes in that privilege and how that privilege is enforceable and how it's not. The double jeopardy thing bothers me too, and yet this is all of this is a lot of a political witch hunt. They're all after each other for scoring political points. There's criminal activity here, but I don't know if that will ever see the light of day, because everybody says you're just doing it for partisan reasons. That's my concern. Real crimes.
Well, what concerns me is that it seems like the whole system is out of control, and the two sides are attacking each other at the expense of running the government and making forward progress. That's my view.
I think you're right. I think that's exactly well said. I'm gonna hang up, John, only because it's really hard to hear a lot of what you're talking about. But yeah, I think if you really think about our system of government, these things are some basic foundations that are being chipped away at in the desire to do something on a partisan basis. Cover up because one of yours did something wrong. Not investigate because somebody in your team did something wrong. That's quaint about people not enforcing the law because of the fact that the person that broke the law was of the same party. That's where we are. SG, thanks for waiting. Welcome, SG. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
So, apart from whatever you have been discussing, I know even the Democrats are also doing a chess game here, including Robert Mueller, all those things. They are definitely protecting something that they don't want the public to know. And so they are just doing a weight game. So they are going to release all this information, like what they did exactly for Hillary. They'll potentially release this information 2 weeks before the November election so that Democrats can potentially get a majority, and then they can go after Trump. That is exactly what they're planning. So that's why, Miller and all those guys are, trying to fit. They're doing definitely a fishing game here, but they're just not releasing any information. They're, keeping quiet because of the delaying.
Yeah, but if...
And then Comey,
I hear you, SG, but if Mueller releases his information 2 weeks before Election Day, he will be criticized like Jim Comey was criticized for going into and out of and into again the Hillary investigation right before Election Day. People don't like that. I think he would be severely criticized for it. I think it would ruin whatever credibility he has. I'm not sure you're right on that one.
True. I know, but the objective is Democrats want to take the lead. Once they get the lead, they will just find ways to eliminate Trump. And also Comey, to his defense, he's trying to adapt the same tactics as Trump, blabbering all that he's doing is really great, and he has been very sincere, he has been the most honest, all those things, so
yeah,
that it kind of can come back to his defense when the Justice Department finally, if they find Comey or indict Comey, then they'll say, no, they are against Trump. That's why they are going after all these people. They will just reverse the whole play and then say Trump is against all these people. That's why he's going after them. So they'll say, but when they were going after Trump, he was all his supporters were saying the other way. Now they are going to flip the switch, and then he is just trying to defend himself. Whatever he did absolutely is completely wrong. Nobody needs to know any law to understand what he did is completely wrong,
right,
and unethical. And he kind of like goes and says that he is the most ethical guy. He is like the god of truth. So
that's how I think he sees himself. Yeah, I read an article like I mentioned the other day from 2013 when he was nominated by President Obama, and they went out and talked to Comey's friends, and they said, oh, he's a good guy, and he's very smart and a good prosecutor, but he thinks that he has a lot of flair for the drama, and he thinks that he is the arbiter of morality and that he is going to save the country. That's his view. He's got himself way up on a pedestal, and he thinks quite highly of himself. So I think it's coming across too. I mentioned it on Monday after the Sunday night interview with George Stephanopoulos. But now that he's going around all these other shows and he's doing almost a couple a day now for another week, he's not coming over very good. I'm seeing people from CNN and MSNBC criticizing him, going, who does this guy think he is? So we'll see, but I appreciate the call, SG, very much. I don't know if Mueller's going to wait until 2 weeks before Election Day to come out. But I'll bet you that Andrew McCabe is indicted and will be going to trial late summer, early fall. And also Manafort. It'll have an impact on the election. We'll be right back.